It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app. LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and the original Super Glue's Super Unix Brush-On. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your fall home improvement projects, your pre-holiday decor items, your plans for the remainder of this year or next. If you've got a project you've got to get done, hey, we're here to help. So let us do that. Reach out to us a couple of different ways. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you're thinking about updating your kitchen in time for holiday meals, but you're concerned about the timing and the costs, well, don't be, because we're going to give you some easy updates that you can do over a weekend that can totally transform your space without those hassles in today's smart spending tip.
And if you love older homes, you know that they definitely have their own personalities, and some of that personality can totally be plumbing noises. I mean, it's so strange, the noises that an old house makes. So we're going to share the source and the solution to all that banging and clanging.
And the chilly weather may leave your home looking dark and dreary, but not if you spruce up your front porch with the colors of the seasons. We'll have tips on adding rich tones and accessories and simple hardware switch outs that you can all do yourself.
And while we'd love for you always to stick around for the show, we've got a really great way that you can refresh your home sweet home, because we're giving away a bunch of products this hour that's going to help you stick things together.
Yeah, we've got a package of products from the original Super Glue Company worth $57 going out to one color joint at random, and that includes Super Unix. Now, this is a universal extreme adhesive that outperforms Super Glues. So, if you want to win it, you got to be in it. Pick up the phone, give us a call, reach out, and post your questions. That number, again, is 888-MONEYPIT or post to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joe in Rhode Island, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on with your insulation?
Well, we built a new home, yep. And it's 2x6 construction okay. With a truss roof.
Yep.
And I used open cell sprayed in insulation, and they come yep. in, and then they shave it all down to the studs.
Yep.
So we have a completely sealed envelope of the structure itself.
Okay.
Now, when it's a truss roof, so there's really no attic, but there is a space up there.
Okay.
When you sheetrock the whole ceiling and close that off, do I need to be concerned with some sort of ventilation in
the
attic
space?
No, not at
all. Not at all. Where did they insulate in the attic? Did they insulate under the roof itself?
They insulated the roof right to the plywood roof.
Yeah. Nope. You absolutely do not need to ventilate a spray foam house. And here's why. Because basically now that attic is a conditioned space. I have a spray foamed attic. It's terrific because it's pretty much the same temperature as the rest of the house all the time. It used to be that it was, you know, super hot in the summer and really cold in the winter. Now it's pretty much even Steven. And the fact that you use spray foam means that it expanded and sealed all the little cracks and gaps and crevices, so you're not going to have any problems with with drafts getting in there. So you do not need to ventilate that roof.
Now, how about we have a mechanical equipment up there. I have the air conditioning unit up there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No concerns with that in that space either?
No, it'll even work better because now, you know, when it's trying to cool in the summer, it's not going to be doing so in an attic space that's 110 degrees.
All right. I was concerned because there's absolutely no ridge vent, no soffit vent.
Yeah, no, that is done correctly, and we have to start thinking differently. Now, we use attic ventilation when we use products like fiberglass because we have to manage the moisture. But with spray foam ventilation, that is not an issue. That is now a conditioned part of your house, just like any room in your house. You may not have heating ducts up there, but it does not need to be ventilated.
Fantastic.
All right. That's a good choice.
All right. All right. Very good.
Good luck, Joe. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Julianne in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a 1/2-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
It breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep the elements out. So
the sill is the bottom sill of a door. Is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No. It is. It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some cement, epoxy patching, epoxy repair cement. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully, with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, most kitchen remodeling takes too long and costs too much. But we've got some tips on easy updates you can do over a weekend that can totally transform your space without those hassles. That's coming up in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more reward.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love The Money Pit, why not share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts? Be sure to follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Hey, guys, we're giving away a set of products today that can help with dozens of repairs around the house. It's a package from the original Super Glue Corporation, and it includes Super Unix. This is a pretty neat adhesive. It's a universal instant extreme adhesive. It uses a new technology that is designed to outperform the usual instant super glues that are out there. And I love that it's able to bond to all materials, even foam and paper. And it sets in 10 seconds, really fast, and has a maximum strength of 2,800 PSI, so pretty strong stuff. That package is going out to one caller drawn at random, so make that you. Call us with your DIY dilemmas. Call us with your decor challenges. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. That package of 9 different products from the original Super Glue Company is worth $57 and going out to one listener drawn at random.
All right, we're talking to Richard now about something going on with the siding at their money pit. Tell us about it.
My son ran into the handrail of the deck, and it kind of burst a hole in the side of my house. I got it covered up with a quarter-inch plywood, but I want to replace that piece of siding. I don't know where to get it.
You know, Richard, I wonder, do you have any, like, extra siding, even if it's like a small little piece, or is there a spot that you can take a piece off and bring with you to like a, you know, like a more high-end lumber yard or someplace that would carry perhaps like, you know, more high-end composite siding?
Yeah, it does sound like a composite because that's probably why it was damaged so easily. Unfortunately, that stuff's not very durable, but I like the idea here, Leslie, if you can find a piece that's in a non-visible area. Like, for example, maybe you have a deck, and underneath the deck there's some siding there that kind of is maybe a foot or two deep, and it's big enough to use to cover that one particular area. You know, you could always put the bad siding down there and put the good siding up to kind of like replace the area where that hole is. It's kind of like when you have like a carpet that gets badly stained, and sometimes a good installer will steal a piece out of like a closet where you can't see it.
Yeah, totally.
And use it to patch the good spot. So I think that's probably the best bet. But what I might do is also take a picture of the siding, because I, you said it was a big sheet, and there's a lot of different composites that are like that. But if you take a picture of the siding and go to a, I would go to a lumber yard, not necessarily a home center, because they're, usually people that work at a lumber yard have a lot more experience sometimes. With all due respect to home centers, these guys are more in the business every day. And I think they may be able to figure out what it is. I'm thinking that it might be one of the LP products, the Louisiana Pacific products. They did a lot of that composite siding pieces like that. And maybe you could identify what this is. And if that's the case, then you just buy a whole sheet. Sure, you're going to have to take the whole sheet out of your house. So maybe even if you had a hole, now you're going to take a piece out that's 4 feet wide and 8 feet tall. But at least it'll be the same stuff you had. And then, of course, you're going to have to paint it. So good luck with that project. Let us know how you make it. And make your son help, by the way, because he caused all this, right?
Sandra in Arkansas is on the line with a pretty mysterious issue going on at the toilet. What's happening?
I have the master bedroom. And the hall bathroom, it backs up. It's exactly on the other side of my bathroom. And whenever the other toilet gets flushed, it pulls the water out of my toilet. I come home from work sometimes, a lot actually, and it's all, the water's all the way in the bowl part. It's all the way down in that really, you know, thin part at the bottom.
Well, Sandra, I can see how that must be very frustrating, and I can tell you exactly why it's happening. It's happening because you have a blocked vent. So our plumbing systems have to breathe, so to speak. That's why when you look at a house and you look at the roof line, you see all these pipes that pop up through the roof. Those are the vent pipes, and they let the air into the plumbing system so that when you flush and water goes down, there's some air behind it to replace it. Otherwise, it tries to find that air other places, which in your case means stealing the water or stealing the air out of your toilet. That's why it pulls that water, and you probably, if you were standing there, would hear it gurgling as it does that. So you need to get in touch with a plumber and find out what you can do to either clear the vent if it's blocked or add an additional vent. And if you do that, both toilets will flush normally and both fill with the proper amount of water.
Well, if home is where the heart is, then kitchens are clearly one of the vital organs that convert the house into a home. So it's no surprise that kitchen renovations are among the most popular remodeling projects tackled every year. But while any home improvement project can be complicated, major kitchen remodeling can definitely turn your life completely upside down, not to mention all of that fast food poundage you're definitely going to be gaining because you're just waiting for that kitchen to welcome you back in. And quite frankly, that could take forever.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to avoid those home improvement hassles, it makes sense to break down the projects into smaller pieces, you know, small parts that can be completed independent of one another. Not only does this make the project more manageable, the smaller changes can also have a big visual impact and even cut down on the need for more major makeovers later on.
So, for example, changing the kitchen countertop, painting the cabinets, or even simply replacing all of that cabinet hardware, these are projects that can be done in hours, not weeks, and they do result in a very attractive and, quite frankly, big transformation. I mean, we just painted our kitchen cabinets, and while, yes, it was messy and it was a lot of work, it looks amazing. I mean, it completely feels like a totally different space. It feels bigger. It feels brighter. So definitely a project that you can tackle over a week's period for a huge difference.
And along those same lines, you could also replace the kitchen floor. You could improve the kitchen lighting. And as you say, Leslie, just paint the room, paint the cabinets, and you get a fresh new look in that space. And you can also think about replacing faucets with water-efficient models or switch out old appliances for more Energy Star certified models. All these will lower the utility costs across the board. And my favorite quick fix, new cabin hardware. Really inexpensive, and it's like adding new bling to your kitchen.
Oh, my God, that's the best part, picking out the hardware. Well, that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Mike in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Actually calling to find out the best way to remove the trim and old hardwood floor without tearing it all up.
So you want to remove just the trim? Is that what you said?
The base mold, the quarter round, and the existing previous hardwood. I've got new hardwood to put down.
Oh, you've got new hardwood to put down. But you said without tearing it up. I mean, you're going to have to tear it up to remove it.
Yeah, without destroying it to be able to repurpose.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. You want to try to preserve it. Man, I got to tell you, it's tough because if it's traditional 3/4 inch hardwood and it's put in with flooring nails, these are like flat, long steel nails that go on at an angle, and they go in the tongue part of this. And it's very, very difficult to take that floor up. Generally, you have to cut it out and pry it up. It would be an enormous amount of work for you to get that floor out. I mean, even if you sort of cut out, say, a foot of it so you can get some flat bars in there and start working it, I think you're going to find that it's going to be a lot of work to try to, you know, work each one of those boards loose to the point where you could back the nails out and preserve it. I mean, it's certainly worth a shot, and depending on what kind of materials, what kind of hardware they use to put that together, Mike, you may have a chance of trying to save some of that, but it's very, very difficult because if it was put down properly, it would have been put down with a flooring nailer, and the way that thing works is it's a hammer that kind of fits right into the tongue side of the board, and then you slam the mallet down and it shoots the nail deep into the wood and then countersinks it. So it's a hard fastener to get out. It's really only designed to go one way.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Heading over to Pennsylvania. Courtney's got an HVAC question for us.
I want to install air conditioning system in my house. We currently use window units, and we have baseboard heat with oil and hot water. So I guess I'm wondering if, like, the best way to do that, we have a Cape Cod house. We'll need to put in ducting, but there has been some talk from the contractors that I've had come in talk about the difficulty based on, like, the structure of the house, and also if I should consider taking out the baseboard heaters and just doing, like, all one system for heating and AC.
I don't know, Courtney. I don't like the idea of people removing a hot water baseboard system. That's really a fantastic heating system, and it works so well.
Oh, man, really. I totally agree with you there. That would be a really dumb thing to do. That's a very exquisite system because it's a moist heating system. It's a quiet heating system. Nobody takes out a good hot water system like that and puts in ducts if they can help it. Now, in terms of adding air conditioning to the rest of the house, there's a couple of ways to do that. Now, you can do that with a duct system. There's a type of duct system that is designed to be high velocity, low volume type of a system. It's called Space Pack. And these are very, very small ducts that are like the size of dryer vents, can actually fit inside the walls and inside the floors. Second to that, a good HVAC contractor can find ways to run ducting upstairs to that Cape Cod. And thirdly, you could do ducting on the first floor traditionally, and then you could have the whole second floor be cooled from a mini-split ductless. This is one of those units that's installed on the wall, has a second compressor outside, smaller one, and designed only to cool that space. So there's a bunch of ways to do this, but the idea of tearing out a hot water baseboard system and putting in one ducted system that's heating and cooling, really bad idea. I would go with the AC separate from the heat. You'll be very happy if you do.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this autumny weekend? I love that we are in November and we're so close to that big turkey dinner. So give us a call and let us know what you are working on to get your house ready for the holidays. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, if you love old homes, you know that they definitely have personalities. And boy, do they have a lot of personality. And some of it can be noisy plumbing. So we're going to share the source and solution to all of that banging and clanging next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn?
while time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction, design in all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes, who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It shouldn't put out any level of carbon monoxide. I'm just not comfortable with that. I would much rather have a vented fireplace any day of the week.
Well, if you love old homes, you know that they definitely have a mind of their own. I mean, almost like personalities. And sometimes they got a lot of personalities all mixed up in one. And you know what? A lot of the times, it can be noisy plumbing, and the plumbing system, I find, makes some really strange sounds, and they are quite mysterious. But while some of them are annoying, I mean, are a lot of them bad, Tom?
Well, I mean, sometimes they're just a nuisance, but sometimes they also could possibly signal a more serious problem. But most of the time, they're kind of a nuisance, so it really depends. For example, have you ever heard sort of like a ticking noise from a baseboard radiator? This happens when the radiator expands or contracts, and especially bad when you have one of the newer radiators that are made out of the of like sort of finned aluminum as opposed to the cast iron ones. I stayed at an Airbnb up in Vermont last winter, did a skiing trip with my daughter, and the homeowner had particularly loud radiators, and I mentioned it to him, and he said, "Oh yeah, I did this and I did that, and I took it apart and I changed this and I changed that." And he had no idea what was causing it. I said, "All you got to do is sort of file those gaps in the wall where the pipes go through, because that's what was happening. It was basically dragging against the framing, and as it does that, it makes this sort of cricking sound or ticking sound. And because they're copper, it can sort of like amplify and sound really bad. So again, it's a very simple thing that doesn't really cause any serious damage and has a really easy fix, but definitely has more stress associated with it than should, because it really is not that big of a deal."
Yeah, I always associate that with, ooh, the heat's coming on. We're going to be real cozy. It's, you know, the bright side of the banging and tinging of things. The other sound that the plumbing system makes is water hammer. And I mean, that is a tremendous banging that you hear when, say, the washing machine valve closes. Because when that water is turned off, it comes to this abrupt stop and it kind of shakes the pipes. So the best solution is a water hammer arrester that uses a rubber bladder and some air, and that's going to absorb the shock. Now, the water hammer arrester without a rubber bladder that uses just air, eventually it's going to become waterlogged and then it'll not work and you'll end up with the same problem. But the arrester should either be installed close to the valve that's causing the problem or close to the sound of the hammer.
Now, we talked about noisy radiators. The same thing can happen with when you have a ducted system. If you have a furnace and you have metal ducts, they can all sort of creep as they heat up because, again, they expand as they go. When that cold metal furnace duct starts to rattle and whistle and the hot air rushes through. It's going to heat up, and aside from that whistling sound, you'll have all that sort of creaking sound. So the solution is simple. You just cushion the ducts against the wood framing with rubber pads, and also check there's nothing blocking the air registers at the return, because that also causes pressure issues.
So now another thing is oil canning, and that's like a loud popping sound. It's not just from The Wizard of Oz, but it's kind of this like loud pop, and it happens when the forced air systems come on, and then the ductwork kind of fills with air really quickly, and then it expands like a balloon. And if the ducts aren't reinforced or designed properly, they definitely can make a loud banging sound as they're flexing outward to accommodate all of that airflow that you've just called for.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick trick on that. It's not a big deal, but if you find the place in the duct where it's usually somewhere near the heating system itself, where that expansion and that popping is happening, you can take a piece of wood like a 1x2 and essentially screw it. Use a drywall screw because it'll pierce right through the metal. Screw it to the outside of the duct in that area. It essentially just, even if it's like 4 or 5 feet long or 3 feet long, whatever it takes there, it will basically kind of reinforce the metal there. And, you know, it doesn't look great, but you're not really doing it for looks. And it will do the job of stopping the duct from sort of popping out, making that really loud sound, because it can really freak you out. And then lastly, if you've got any banging radiators or whistling radiators, especially steam radiators, this happens too. When that happens, the radiator usually is not draining properly. So when you look at the steam radiator, one side's usually higher than the other. And if it sort of settles down to where it's level, then you get all that noise, which is basically little pops of steam exploding. If it's pitched properly to drain properly, then that will go totally away. So simple things that cause this, and none of this is really going to harm your plumbing system, but it can definitely quiet it down and not kind of be so annoying to those that are living in the house, especially when it happens overnight. That can really be kind of freaky.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com. Coming up, before you decorate your home for the holidays, we've got some tips on how to decorate your front entry with color that can last for the entire winter season. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we're going to share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid that perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, we're giving away a great set of products today that can help you with dozens of repairs around the house from the original Super Glue Corporation, and that's including Super Unix. Now, this is a universal, instant, extreme adhesive, and it uses a new technology that's designed to outperform instant super glues. I love that it's really great for vertical applications because sometimes you're just trying to glue something to something upright that you can't lay down, and this is like instant adhesion. And it even works excellently with porous materials. Sometimes you put a glue on, it just kind of dissipates into the material itself and then doesn't stick. Not here with Super Unix. And it's also water resistant, which makes it great for using outdoors. And that really, you know, think about it. You can fix something underwater, like a little water feature or a koi pond or something. Totally a great prize. The Super Unix retails for $4.99, but you can buy it at Amazon or in your local hardware store. But check it out if you want at supergluecorp.com/superunix.
We've got a package of 9 different products from the Super Glue Corporation going out to one caller drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, give us a call right now or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Heading out to Minnesota, Carol's got a question about slippery steps. What's going on?
Just wondering what we could do with them besides carpeting. That would still be good when you have grandchildren and people going up and down. And so some kind of good quality thing that would look nice.
You know, Carol, there's actually a couple of different options, you know, outside of carpeting for those steps. And you can do something that's almost like an anti-slip tread that attaches to the step itself, and that'll do the trick. But, I mean, with carpeting, there's also different ways that you can make sure that that carpeting is held down so it's not slipping off of the tread itself. There's different carpets that have, you know, a different texture so that they feel more grippy as well. But there's lots of options so you don't feel slippy-slidey.
They can also be complementary to whatever the main carpet is, right? So it doesn't have to be the same color. It could be distinctive. And towards the top, you could have a very nice nosing, you know, that sets it off and aligns with the upper floor.
Yeah, that's a super great idea, Tom. I love mixing and matching those colors and textures.
Occasionally, I get the core right, once in a while. Well, as the days become shorter, sometimes our home's exterior seems to sort of fade away in the dark because of all of those shortened days. And that's why now is a good time to think about your lighting. Adding a fixture or two can definitely wash your entryway in a light that can really help it stand out.
Yeah, and think about it. You can also add color and texture to your porch with planters. And if you fill them with seasonal colors, I mean, whether or not they're silk arrangements that are meant for outside or found objects, sometimes even, I know this is kind of pushing the holidays, but when we get our Christmas tree, I usually trim away a lot from the bottom, and so I use those extra branches to fill urns or window boxes or stuff outside to kind of just bring that seasonal look outside. And it lasts a long time. So if you buy some cut greenery, you can put that in those urns and flower boxes outside now and have them last all through the winter. And you can add in some hints of orange for the autumn holidays, you know, Thanksgiving or even just the month of November. And then come December, you can add in touches of metallics or reds. It's really great because you're just bringing in the hint of the season and you can ride it all the way through the winter.
Now, here's a project that's kind of a pet peeve of mine because too many of us don't have this, and that is big, bright house numbers. You know, this is not sort of a decor statement. This is a safety thing, people. If the police or the fire department can't find your house in an emergency, that attention is going to be delayed. So good time to mount new, large, bright house numbers on your house where they can be seen. The door, the steps, nothing too fancy. You know, use block letters. Don't use anything too, like, calligraphy-like. Sometimes you see these super fancy numbers. I can't even read them or stand in front of them, let alone from the street. So find some nice, clear numbers. Get them added to your house so that in the event of an emergency, first responders can find your place quickly.
Thomas, in New York, you've got the money pit. I hear you want to take on a decking project. What's going on?
I have a deck. It's been in for years. It has composite on top, or I guess it's Trex, and then the joist underneath holding the deck up. I was wondering if that needs to be treated because there's a quarter-inch drainage between boards, and I'm wondering if that eventually will rot the joist underneath.
So generally, when you have composite decking, the framing itself is pressure-treated lumber, so I would get under that deck and see if you've got that green pressure-treated type of lumber, because if that's the case, there's really nothing further you would have to do. And frankly, today I can't imagine that anyone would have built a deck with non-treated lumber because it could rot if that was the case. So I would check to see what kind of framing lumber that was used. And if you've got pressure-treated, as I suspect, there's nothing further you need to do. You can rely on that treatment process to last 25 or 30 years and enjoy that composite surface because that was a smart thing to do. You got no cracking, no checking, a little bit of cleaning to do now and again because sometimes it gets a little full of mildew. But other than that, it should be a great surface to work with. And the fact they left that quarter-inch space is good because that helps it drain better.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Coming up, cracking and shifting are two words that you don't want to hear when it comes to your house. We're going to help a listener in Virginia who's dealing with that situation when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler, here to help you take on your home improvement projects.
Reach out to us anytime at MoneyPit.com, just like Mahali did. And they write, a torrential rainstorm flooded our below-ground window well and rose up to the level of the dryer vent. I plan on sealing the gaps around the vent pipe with a waterproof sealant, but I'm concerned that rainwater might still come through the dryer vent if it reaches that level.
Yeah, okay, well, you want to try to turn something into a water pipe that has no business being a water pipe, and that is this dryer vent opening. The solution here is to stop the flooding, not to seal the duct. And you're kind of going about this in the wrong way. So if you want to stop a window well from filling up, a couple of things that you should be doing. First of all, you should be very carefully looking at all of the drainage at the foundation perimeter and making sure that the soil slopes away and that your downspouts are extending away. And also, because it's around a one window well area, I might also put a cover on that window well. I generally don't think they're that important, but since you're having this problem, you might want to put a cover on it. Although, having said that, it also occurs to me that it depends on how your dryer duct is set too. It's got to still be able to come out through the other side of that window well. So as long as you can get that dryer exhausted, then maybe putting cover on that is a smart thing to do. Or you could reroute the dryer exhaust duct, take it up higher and bring it out through the box beam. That's where the floor beams are, and run it out there so it's a little higher on the house. It's probably a good idea anyway. So a couple of things you can do, but this is not a situation where you want to try to let that water run in that or even around that dryer exhaust duct. It shouldn't be piling up there in that window well at all. So fix the drainage. On MoneyPit.com, there is a post about stopping leaking and damp basements and crawl spaces, and it's on our homepage because it's pretty much one of the most downloaded posts that we have. And that will give you some more step-by-step instruction on how to accomplish that.
All right. Well, Mike wrote in saying, I have a house that was built in 2005 in Christiansburg, Virginia. Both of my driveways have cracks, and several slabs are now uneven. Is there a good way to stop all the cracking and shifting?
You know, cracking and shifting, two words you don't want to associate with a house that's like 15 years old, driveway or not, right? I mean, it's most likely, I think, Leslie, the result of the initial concrete pour not being done well. A lot of times with newer construction, you know, they dig out the hole to build the house, and then when they put the grade back, they don't tamp it down properly, and so, you know, they're in a hurry to finish, so they pour the concrete on top of the softer dirt, and this is what happens. It starts to move a lot. So I think your best bet at this point, Mike, is to slow the movement by getting as much water away from that space as possible. Because if you've got drainage that's getting near the driveway, under the driveway, through the cracks, that water weakens the soil underneath. It's like mud, right? If it's wet, you sink in it. But when the soil's dry, you walk on top of it. So if you were to try to keep as much water away from that driveway as you can, even if you need to add something like a curtain drain to it, that will slow the deterioration that you're seeing. But ultimately, you're going to have to tear it out and do it again. You can't fix something that wasn't done right in the first place when it's a concrete driveway.
Hey, you know what, Mike? If you head on over to the Home Center, Quikrete makes a lot of great sealants for that type of driveway. That'll definitely help you keep things looking great and staying, like, you know, staying in presentable condition for some time. So definitely check out Quikrete.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. As we move through to the chilly days of fall, we hope that we find you safe and sound and comfortable in your house. And, hey, before we have to seal the doors, seal the windows, seal ourselves inside for the really cold part of the winter ahead, why not take on some projects to make that space more comfortable, more attractive for you, more organized for you? Because if you want to get those jobs done, we can help. Remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to us through our social media accounts or at MoneyPIT.com. For now, though, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Biden blocks. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals puts a temporary stay on the Biden administration's January 4th vaccine requirement for large businesses. The White House has until 5 p.m. Monday to respond. The House passes a trillion-dollar infrastructure bill and advances a social spending plan to the White House.
On this vote, the yeas are 221. The nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the passage of the mammoth $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. The measure now advances to the president's desk to be signed. Texas Republican Michael Byrd just calls the vote a campaign ploy.
There is nothing here but a partisan social spending scam that's meant to bolster Democrat prospects.
Numerous provisions currently in the House bill are likely to be stripped out or amended once it reaches the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden touts his Build Back Better legislation as a boon for American workers, but a new poll finds Democrat disarray and disunity aren't the only problems for the legislation. Correspondent Ken Lorman crunches the numbers.
A recent ABC News Ipsos poll found that Americans know very little about what's in the bill. A plurality at 32% say they believe the measure will hurt people like them. Only a plurality of Democrats at 47% think it will help them. Respondents are also evenly divided on if it will help or hurt the economy, with 34% responding to each option.
Meanwhile, as part of an agreement to appease progressives who had insisted the infrastructure and reconciliation spending be voted on together, the agenda item will be voted on no later than the week of November 15th. U.S. border czar Kamala Harris wants to talk about illegal immigration, but not here. The vice president flying to Europe Monday to participate in a conference with leaders about how they can get peaceful elections in Libya to stem off illegals.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Since the October 25th coup in Sudan, the international community has accelerated mediation efforts to find a way out of the crisis, which threatens to further destabilize the already restive Horn of Africa region.
The takeover has upended the country's fragile planned transition to democracy rule, more than 2 years after a popular uprising forced the removal of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir and his Islamist government. Now the Sudanese Professionals Association, which led the uprising against al-Bashir, says that mediation initiatives which seek a new settlement between the military and civilian leaders would reproduce and worsen the country's crisis. The SPA vows to continue protesting until a full civilian government is established to lead the transition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. About 140,000 Amazon drivers whose tips were allegedly withheld for multiple years will receive a reimbursement check from the FTC.
The funds stem from the FTC's earlier lawsuit against Amazon that alleged Amazon didn't pay company Flex program drivers the full amount of tips that they earned during the two-and-a-half-year period. The lawsuit claims Amazon secretly used nearly a third of customer tips to subsidize its own pay to drivers and as a result ultimately pocketed over $61 million in tips meant for drivers. The average amount being sent back is about $422. However, the highest amount going to a single driver is $28,000. Patrick Foss reporting.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk asking on Twitter whether he should sell 10% of his stock in the company, and because Washington wants to increase taxes on billionaires like him, he said he will abide by the results. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and the original Super Glue's Super Unix Brush-On. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a beautiful fall day, we're ready to take on some projects around our house. What are you ready to take on? Are you working inside or out? Are you working in the attic, maybe adding some insulation to avoid high heating bills this winter? Maybe you're thinking about a new roof or some new siding or some new landscaping. Have you done the last cutting of your lawn yet for the season? It's a good idea to get that done. Maybe hit the lawn up with some fertilizer so it's healthy through the winter and comes back fast. Whatever project you are working on, if you'd like some tips and advice on how to get it done, you can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because that's what we do. We're your coach, your counselor, your advisor, whatever it takes to help you get this project completed on your house. We're here to lend a hand. Help yourself first, though, by picking up the phone and calling us with those questions. You can reach us a couple of ways. You can post your question to MoneyPit.com, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, coming up on today's show, fall weather might be a refreshing change, but those cooler temperatures can also usher in pests like stink bugs into the warmer spaces of your house. We'll share tips to keep these smelly invaders out just ahead.
And as weather-related power outages are becoming more frequent, generators have definitely grown in popularity. But choosing the right type of generator to fit your individual needs can be difficult. Consumer Reports, though, can help. Paul Hope, the home and appliances reporter, is joining us with tips and the results of their latest testing.
And are you faced with beautiful but old drafty windows? Well, new storm windows can help. And now they've gone high-tech with coatings that can actually keep the heat in. We'll explain more.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of your projects, whether they're big or small.
So give us a call right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions to MoneyPit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Scott in Missouri's on the line needing some advice on a rental property. How can we help you with that?
I've inherited some rental properties from my late father. They're in pretty bad shape, needing roofs, and you look at them, you can see the roof's starting to bow in, and I was wondering who I can get with to find out the building codes for rental properties.
So probably the best thing for you to do is to hire an independent professional home inspector, and you may have to do some interviewing of home inspectors to find one that's particularly savvy and experienced with commercial inspections, because that's what you're talking about. And there are specialists that are out there, and they can review this property with an eye towards identifying a punch list for you of elements that will probably have to be repaired or replaced to make those apartments safe and viable for tenants. You know, if you go the route of having contractors do these inspections, you're basically, you know, letting the mouse into the cheese house, so to speak, because they're just going to find stuff they want to sell you to fix. You know, see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're better off with somebody who's an independent inspection professional who just wants to give you the right advice. And that, in the end, is going to save you money and give you the ability to make good decisions on what has to be done.
Yeah. Who can I talk to find the building codes and the standards for rental property?
That would be the building department of your local municipality. And they're going to have a set of codes that they apply to just rental properties in their jurisdiction. And it's not necessarily going to be up-to-date building code, the same code that you would have if it was, say, a new construction. They're going to have some safety codes that they're going to want you to apply to your house. So we're talking about things like in an apartment, making sure that the windows operate so you can get out in the event of a fire, and making sure you have smoke detectors and covering every bedroom, and making sure you have a carbon monoxide detector, and you know, things of that nature. So they're going to have a set of standards for their area. You need to get that list from the building department, but to the major, many bigger areas that could need repair or replacement, that's what a home inspector could help you with. And you can find one by going to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors at ashi.org, ashi.org.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the information.
Heading out west to Arizona, Karina's on the line with some electrical issues. What's going on?
Have a refrigerator that went out, burnt out, just stopped working. A microwave above the stove that went out, stopped working. And the GFIs went out later. And the oven coils, I watched spark and burn all the way through. They sparked the whole way and burnt. We had to replace everything. Everything happened at different times, with the oven being the last. And we had an electrician to come in, and they, both of them said that there was nothing wrong. I'd replaced the GFI switches and the, like I said, all the units. And they're on separate breakers, I understand. But I know that there's got to be something going on with the electric, obviously, because it's happening in unison, and all these appliances are next to each other. And I'm just wondering what you think I should do. I looked at the breakers. They seem to be all right.
Well, Karina, that's a really odd set of circumstances. But the fact that you had a ground fault pop, and then you had different appliances, the microwave, the refrigerator, and the oven all fail, I'm wondering if you either have a problem with your electrical service into your house caused by perhaps a bad transformer or a problem with the wire. Sometimes the service entry cables get eaten by squirrels and they get nests built around them. And sometimes the boxes that contain them open up. They get moisture in there, causes all kinds of hassles. Or this could have in part been caused or at least sort of started by a lightning strike. Because when you have a bunch of electrical things like that fail at the same time, that very often points to a lightning strike issue. So I would start with your utility company, have them come out, have them survey the service into the house, review that, all the way back to the point where it connects to the pole and down from there. Make sure that that connection into your house is perfect. And then, of course, if you've not done it yet, your electricians need to check your electrical panel, because I'm concerned that you had all these things go wrong, and I wonder if something's breaking down inside of that panel as well. I'm concerned about your safety. So make sure that you take care of that as soon as possible. Start with the utility company. And by the way, if it turns out that there's evidence of a lightning strike, all of that expense that you paid, that can be charged to your insurance company, because lightning strike damage is covered by homeowners insurance. So get in touch with your insurance company or get in touch with a public adjuster and file a claim. You may be able to get some of that back.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, do you need some help with a project that you're working on? Well, we are taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, fall weather might be refreshing, but the cooler temps, well, they can also usher in pests like stink bugs. We're going to share tips to keep these smelly invaders away after this. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the
best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you love listening to podcasts? Well, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. How cool is that? Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, here's something that can really help with dozens of projects around the house. We're going to give away a set of products from the original Super Glue Corporation today, including this new product called Super Unix. This is an instant extreme adhesive that uses a new technology that outperforms regular super glues. And I like it because it's able to bond all materials, including foam and paper. How many times, Leslie, have you tried to glue foam together and the glue you use turns out that it doesn't glue it, it melts it, right? It turns it to mush.
I mean, it happens a lot. If you don't have the right glue for the right product, it definitely causes a lot of trouble.
Well, this covers that. It's an odorless formula. It dries crystal clear, and it's great for filling gaps. Now, the Super Unix itself retails for just $4.99. You can find it on Amazon or your local hardware store, or at supergluecorp.com/superunix. But we've got a package of 9 different products from Super Glue, including the Super Unix worth $57. We're going to send that out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win it, give us a call with your questions or post them at moneypit.com.
Now we've got Eddie in Delaware on the line who's dealing with a moisture situation going on. Tell us about it.
I'm having a moisture problem with 2 out of the 3 bathrooms. It's a 3-bathroom home. Each bathroom has a inline exhaust fan. And this occurred last season, last winter season, and we've got a really severe winter. And we're getting a lot of condensation. I have dampers in 2 of the bathrooms at the ceiling. And last winter season, I installed additional damper after the exhaust fan, after the inline fan in the ceiling, and I was still getting a lot of moisture. Actually, at the ceiling where the sheetrock was actually falling apart. That's how much moisture we got.
Okay, first of all, right above this space, is there an attic? What's above it?
Yes, it's an attic, yes.
All right, and how much insulation do you have in that attic?
The home is only 8 years old.
So first of all, bathrooms are sources of warm, moist air. If the temperature of the drywall is chilly, it's going to condense and cause condensation. So you want to make sure that the attic above it, that you've got at least 15 to 20 inches of insulation in there. That's really important.
Oh, there is. There definitely is. And what I also did was when I started having this problem, I replaced the flexible ductwork, which was originally R6, to the maximum of R8. And I'm still getting the problem. And these 2 bathrooms that I'm having the problem, they're not used for showers or bathing of any sort.
The second thing I want to suggest to you is you mentioned that you have exhaust fans in 2 of the 3.
No, all 3 have their own individual inline exhaust fans, yes.
Okay, so inline, in other words, it's ducted out somewhere. They're all connected together and ducted out at once.
They're not connected together. They're all different.
They all vent on their own out the building.
Yes.
And you can confirm that the vents are working. So if you turn the fan on, if you go outside, you'll see the flapper.
Yes.
So hooking them up to a humidistat/timer. Might not be a bad idea, because this way, when the humidity gets high in the room, it'll automatically come on. Leviton makes such a switch designed specifically for bath fans, and I think that might be the next step. I think we need to move more air through these rooms. The second thing is, what's underneath these bathrooms? Are these on the second floor or first floor? Are they over a slab?
It's a ranch home.
And what's underneath?
Crawl space.
Crawl space? Okay. Does the crawl space have a high humidity problem?
No.
I would recommend that you replace the existing fan switch with a humidistatically controlled fan switch.
Yeah, okay. I'll try.
Eddie, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling at 888 Money Pit. Well, in fall, lots of insects like to seek the shelter and warmth of your house to wait out the season, and that includes stink bugs. These little guys will hide in your walls, your cracks, and your crevices in your house, and they're not dangerous, but they are definitely a very smelly nuisance.
Yeah, so when stink bugs are disturbed, that's when they get angry and kind of emit that distinct odor that scientists believe is being used for protection against predators. And I mean, it's a really stinky smell that's super difficult to get rid of. So if you want to prevent a stink bug infestation in the first place, you've got to seal all the cracks and crevices in and around the home, including the windows and doors, and then install some weather stripping under your interior doors to deter entry. You also want to protect vents in the attics and crawl spaces with screening, and you want to make sure that all screens on your windows are in good repair. You don't want ones with big holes, because they will find their way in. And they look prehistoric. They're really weird.
They really do look prehistoric. Now, if you do find yourself in the company of stink bugs, you can use a vacuum to catch them. But, this is an important but, if you want to avoid smelling up the machine for like weeks, here's a little trick. Grab a piece of some sort of filter cloth. It could be cheesecloth. It could be like an old stocking. And like stick it partially into the end of the vacuum hose. And then fold it over the outside, attach it with a rubber band. Essentially, what you've done is created sort of like a filter trap, like a pouch. And then when you go and vacuum up the stink bugs, they'll stick in that pouch. And when you turn the vacuum off, you just pull that pouch off, toss it outside, and you got rid of the stink bugs all at once without messing up your machine.
Yeah, and whatever you do, when you see a stink bug, don't be tempted to just squash it, because that is when the funk is released. So definitely do your best to kind of scoop it up in a tissue and set it free outside. Otherwise, you're going to be smelling that smell for a while. Now we've got Deborah in Pennsylvania on the line, who's dealing with a painting issue, but also has some water going on in the basement. What's happening?
I have a question about whether I should paint with the primer for my basement. I have an 1,100-square-foot basement, which got flooded for the first time since I've owned the house for 15 years, and I have reservations about sealing it in. I just wonder where the water goes.
So, Deborah, the fact that this is the first time that this basement has ever flooded tells me a lot. It tells me that something is wrong with your drainage. I bet your gutters are clogged, your downspouts are disconnected, or your soil is shaped in such a way that's holding water against the house, and that's why it flooded. So find those issues and fix them first. In terms of painting, you want to know whether you should use a primer. You know, I recently did I wouldn't call it a remodel, but kind of a cleanup in my basement of my house. It's very, very old, 130-year-old basement. I was painting raw brick and another area that was concrete block, and I decided, even though I didn't have any moisture issues down there, any flooding or that sort of thing, that I would use dry lock because it's a good masonry paint, and I wanted to seal that surface and give me something cleaner and neater to look at. And if I ever did and get any high humidity or dampness in the soil, I knew it would give me some minor level of protection. But that's not what keeps the water out. What keeps the water out is getting the water away from your house. That's what you got to do first, and you'll be good to go.
James, in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. You want to talk about pocket doors. What's going on at your place?
My wife and I had a home built, about 20 years ago, and it has two pocket doors in it. And we're trying to find out, one of the pocket doors still functions fine, but the other one is kind of iffy and grabby and doesn't really want to move that well. And we're trying to figure out if there is a way to lubricate pocket doors. She actually designed it, and we had the home built, and we're kind of sorry about the pocket doors now. But anyway, that's what we need to know, is how to lubricate them or how to repair them.
So I love pocket doors. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful, and they're really fun because you don't really see them. They disappear into the wall. You know, now folks don't do pocket doors so much. They do sort of that barns or sliding door over openings, which gives you kind of the same effect. But, of course, you see the door.
I don't like them.
You don't like them? Yeah.
I don't.
A lot of people are into them now. Yeah. They're large, you know, and I guess you got to have the right space for it. But
and they cover up so much of your wall.
They do cover up a lot. But in terms of this pocket door, what I would do is usually if you take the trim out or trim off around the opening, you can actually get to some of the mechanism because typically that's how you have to hang the thing. Basically, you hang it in the raw wall and then you trim it out. So if you've got some problems with that, you usually have to take off the trim and sometimes the jams around it to get to it. But what I would do is see if there's any way I can get into that. There's going to be two wheels, right? One towards one end, one towards the other, and see if you can get in there. And I would start by spraying it with some WD-40 or 3-in-1 oil to see if I could get the mechanism moving again, because it might just be there's a lot of dirt and dust and crud stuck up in there, and by working on it a little bit, you might be able to free it out. But if you have to repair or replace that hardware, I would start taking the trim apart, because that's usually the way you get to that door.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with your projects, big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Well, as weather-related power outages are becoming more frequent, generators have definitely grown in popularity. But there's a lot to choose from, and you've got to make sure you find the right type of generator to fit your specific needs, and that can be tricky. Well, Consumer Reports can help. Paul Hope, the Home and Appliances reporter, is joining us with tips and the results of their latest testings. Stick around. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in a Holiday Market shopping center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company and why Megastar Financial.
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, weather-related power outages are becoming more frequent occurrences across our nation, and perhaps not surprisingly, power generators have grown in popularity. But choosing the right type of generator that fits your needs can be difficult, and there really are a lot of factors that you need to consider.
Well, Consumer Reports has been testing and evaluating generators for years and can offer some useful tips. Paul Hope is their home and appliances reporter and joins us now. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
So I guess the first question is, if you're thinking about getting a generator, should you go with a portable versus a whole house generator? What's right for your home?
Absolutely. So, you know, the first thing I'll say is that there really is no comparison. I mean, a whole house or home standby generator is really the gold standard in backup power. So it's what you picture when you think about, you know, the emergency power sources for hospitals and schools and other central places. These are permanently installed devices that can run on either natural gas or propane. They can hook up to big propane tanks. They kick on automatically in the event of an outage. And on top of that, they're able to really run indefinitely on natural gas and in some cases 10 to 20 days on a single large propane tank. Portable generators, on the other hand, are much less expensive, which is the biggest part of their appeal. They mostly run on gasoline. They do require you to store a large amount of gasoline in your garage, and they also require you typically to install what's called a transfer switch or interlock device, to something an electrician can put in, and that's what you really need if you want the generator to power whole circuits in your home, like the circuit breaker. Otherwise, you're relying upon outdoor-rated extension cords running outdoors from the generator into your house to power individual, you know, lamps and phone chargers and whatnot.
I mean, it really is complicated. You always see during a storm or after these extension cords running from one house to the next house. Everybody's sort of using whoever's got the generator. So if you're thinking, all right, I've got to get one of these, where do you start? Is it by size? Is it by the circuit you want to power? Or is it truly by I want standby or I want portable?
That's definitely the first question to answer, but the vast majority of folks end up going with a portable generator just because it's so much cheaper. So, you know, the next thing to consider is you really want to make sure to try to buy one of these things when there's not a storm in the news, when there's not a storm approaching. You know, home centers tend to be overrun with people who are trying to buy them in the run-up to a big storm or in the immediate aftermath, because nobody wants to be without power when there's a big hurricane or snowstorm in the forecast. So, you know, you're really in the sweet spot if you can buy it when there isn't an imminent natural disaster. You'll have your best pick, pay the best price, and it'll also let you do a few things like get familiar with it. If you are going to use it with extension cords, it'll allow you to buy some of those extra extension cords that are rated for outdoor use that you might need. It can be quite dangerous to run, you know, regular little rinky-dink extension cords from a generator into your house, especially if you're powering large things. If you do decide on a portable, the next thing you really want to do is consider how much wattage you need your generator to produce. The easiest way to do that is probably to go to a manufacturer's website. A lot of them have calculators right on there that'll let you add individual appliances, and you can see how much output you need. You can also do the same thing yourself by looking at the plugs and some of the things that you would want to power. And keep in mind, too, that you don't necessarily have to power everything in your house all at once. You want to keep the fridge plugged in and maybe a few lights all the time, but otherwise it's totally fine to, you know, have a generator that can maybe power just your washing machine or just your electric stove at once, but not necessarily both if you don't need them at the same time.
The biggest hassle with portable generators is that you need gasoline to run them, and if there's power out in your area, it's probably going to impact at least the local gas stations as well. And secondly, if you have gasoline in the generator, it only lasts like 2 to 3 weeks before it starts to go bad, and even with a fuel stabilizer, you can get a little bit more out of it. So there definitely is an inconvenience factor to it. You know, I want to ask you about this. I took a trip this summer, and we were in a boat, and we got gas when we were in the boat, and I thought, you know, marine fuel doesn't have ethanol in it, or has very little. So marine fuel, you could fill your boat up and leave it in there 6 months, and it'll be just as good as the day you put it in there. I wonder if you could do that with a portable generator, because it usually is the same octane, and not have to worry about it gas turning bad, because that's the hassle. When the gas turns bad, now the thing just doesn't start when you need it most.
That is one of the biggest problems or challenges with powering a generator. We have found that the generators we've tested can burn anywhere from 12 to 20 gallons of gasoline a day if they're running at full capacity, which is really a lot to have to store. And as you mentioned, you know, it's tough to find gas sometimes in an outage. You could certainly do marine fuel or any other ethanol-free or low ethanol fuel. That would definitely help improve the longevity of the gas. But we typically find that when we've tested fuels, we can extend the useful life of regular gasoline to all the way to 18 or even 24 months just by mixing in certain fuel stabilizers. And that is what we typically recommend people do. You know, you can buy basically as much gasoline as you can safely store in a garage, mix in the fuel stabilizer, use ANSI-approved containers. Those are those little red tanks you see people fill in at the gas station. And just like with the generator, make sure to buy it way ahead of time. Get as much as you can when there's not a big run on gas stations. And if in a few months or a year or even two you find that you haven't needed it or you're not using it, you can always just pour it right into the tank of your car and burn it and just replace it with fresh gas to have in storage.
And if all that sounds like way too much hassle, you can always go with a whole house or a standby generator. The recommendations are right there at consumerreports.org. Paul Hope, the home and appliances reporter, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great advice, and let's hope that the power keeps firing for the storm season ahead.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up, are you faced with beautiful, old, but drafty windows? Well, new storm windows can help, and now they've gone high-tech with coatings that can actually keep the heat in. We're going to have tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Hey, if you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. You can learn more at MoneyPit.com/podcast. There you'll find links to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, or whatever is your favorite podcast platform.
Well, have we got a great set of products to give away today. I mean, I'm talking about a product prize that can help you with dozens of repairs around your house. And it's from the original Super Glue Corporation. Now, it's going to include Super Unix. And this is a new universal instant extreme adhesive. And the technology is great because it's designed to outperform any other super glue out there. It's really great. It's odorless. It's going to dry crystal clear, so it's great for filling in gaps. And it has a super fast 10-second setting time. 10 seconds, and it's going to give you a maximum strength of 2,800 pounds per square inch. That is one super strong glue. It's a great prize pack, guys. I guarantee you'll be sticking a whole bunch of things together around your house.
That package of 9 different super glue products is going out to one caller, one listener, drawn at random. So post your questions to MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Heading out to Alaska, Chris is on the line and wants to put a hot tub outside, which, quite frankly, is fantastic. What's going on, Chris?
I'm looking to install a hot tub, but I don't know what the prep process is. I don't know if it's able to be set just on the ground. Do I need a concrete pad? What all should I do to prepare for having a hot tub?
Now, if you want to put a hot tub directly on the ground in Alaska outside, I mean, I feel like you kind of need a base of some sort, whether that's like, you know, a concrete pad or pavers or something. I wouldn't put this directly on the cold ground. Would you, Tom?
No, I think that's right. I don't think you want to put it right on the ground. And you need to be able to maintain it. So you want to have a nice clean start to it. It's also going to be really, really heavy. Remember, water weighs about 8 pounds per gallon. So you're going to have thousands of pounds of water there. So I would put it on some sort of a base and concrete's fine, paver patio's fine. I mean, you could build a deck, but you'd have to really make it beefy. And the other thing is, because you are in Alaska, I don't know what height of snow you're going to get in your part of the country.
Very true.
But if it's a lot, you don't want to bury the hot tub, do you? So you need to think about that. But I think you need to invest in a good solid base. Also make it nicer for you to get in and out of it as well. I don't think you want to just jump into the snowfall, you know, when you step out of the hot tub. But I guess if I lived in Alaska, I'd probably want to put a hot tub in before I'd want to put a deck on, right?
Oh, my goodness. For sure. Northern Lights, snow, hot tub. That sounds pretty good. Well, if you have beautiful, old, but really super drafty windows, installing a storm window is one of the most cost-effective solutions for plugging those energy leaks. They're easy to install, they cost a fraction of a replacement window, and in fact, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, storm windows with low emissivity, or you might see it as a low E coating, can actually lower your utility bill just as much as replacing the entire window.
Yeah, this type of storm window has an ultra-thin, virtually invisible layer of metal low-E coating. And the low-E coating will reflect the infrared heat back into your home. It basically improves the window's ability to insulate, and that lowers your heating costs in the winter, as well as your cooling costs in the summer. In fact, on average, these low-E storm windows can save you 10 to 30% and heating and cooling costs over the space of a year. So really interesting innovation and something that you should definitely consider if you've got some of those beautiful old windows and you don't want to kind of totally cover them up. This is a way to put storm windows on that really add some beauty and some insulating ability to that piece of millwork.
Maria in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Yes, I'm lazy. and I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget?
Okay. Yeah, so spray and forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that and sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak. Because you know you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there. Otherwise, it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle, and for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. I think there's a promo code there for the Money Pit that'll get you 20% off if you just enter Money Pit in the promo box. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that's sounds pretty good. I just have like 20 windows and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, is there anything better than a roaring fire in the fireplace? But that's only if you can see through your fireplace screen. We're going to have some simple solutions in this week's edition of My Last Word. That's right, teasing myself, Leslie's Last Word. I'm going to tell you all about how you can keep your fireplace glowing and sparkling and start to enjoy it right now. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thomas wrote us and wants to know the best way to manage woodpeckers that are using his house instead of a tree to peck at. You know, I had this exact problem, Thomas, and what I did was I took a hefty bag and I cut sort of black plastic streamers out of it and tacked them right around the area where the hole was in the siding. And it has the effect of kind of scaring them away. I did this 6 months ago. They've not come back. Very successful trick.
I like that you're answering your own question that you wrote in, Tom. Good call with Thomas. I'm winking. You can't like see, but I'm winking.
Well, if you enjoy a roaring fire in the fireplace when it starts to get really, really chilly out, it's nice if you can see it. It only happens if your fireplace screen is super clean. Leslie's got the solutions to take care of that little project in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, I do love a good fire, but those fireplace screens, they can get filled up with dust. I mean, if it's glass, it can be really yucky. There's a lot of different ways that your fire can look not so fantastic. So let's first talk about cleaning. Now, You want to plan to clean that fireplace screen at least once a season, twice maybe. And to get that job done right, you're going to want to use a cleaning solution of 1/8 cup liquid dishwashing detergent per quart of water. And that's going to do wonders for the caked on dirt. Now, you gently want to scrub the screen with a soft bristle brush, and you want to follow it up by wiping everything away with a lint-free cloth. That's not only going to avoid rusting, but I feel like if you use something like a paper towel, those fibers kind of get stuck in all of those little openings of the fireplace screen, and then that's a whole other problem. So definitely clean it. Definitely use the lint-free cloth. Now, go ahead and polish any brass sections if you've got them with a brass cleaner, and again, another lint-free cloth. And I'm telling you, just shining up and cleaning up that screen is going to make your fire look a gajillion times better, and you're really going to have some instant ambiance. Now, if you've got a fireplace, maybe it doesn't work, maybe it never functioned, maybe it's strictly decorative, don't worry. There's a lot of different things that you could do. I like to, during the holiday seasons, you know, suggest that people do a variety of heights of little artificial trees that are just dressed up with white lights and some snow blanket in there for like a wintry tree look. I also love the idea of stacking up like birch logs and then putting a, like even a dining table candelabra. Not, I'm not talking about like a fancy Phantom of the Opera one, but I'm talking like a more modern zigzaggy looking one that you can kind of rest on or into those birch logs. And don't use real candles. Go ahead. There are so many amazing LED battery operated candles that kind of flicker and do a warm light. I also like to stack up books, fill it up with books. I've seen also, which I think is great, this does require a little bit of carpentry, take a piece of wood, like a board, cut to the exact opening of the fireplace, then take a beautiful birch log and slice it, you know, so you see little rings, and then you can glue them on to that board, and you can fill them in with smaller little circles, bigger circles, you can do thicker or thinner slices. Something about seeing all that lumber on edge in the fireplace opening is gorgeous. I mean, there's so many things you could do. Don't be afraid to look online. Lots of inspiration there, but definitely make it your own. Doesn't need a fire to look great.
And you enjoy it for the long, chilly winter ahead. So now's a great time to do that. Hey, coming up next time on the program, the most humid place in your home is probably your bathroom. And while there's nothing like a good steamy shower, you need to know how to control that moisture that's in your bath. Because too much moisture can cause your paint to peel and mold to grow. There are ways to prevent it, though, and we'll walk you through it on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.